Further questions? Thank you. Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this one.
Okay. Is there anybody here who wishes to testify on this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read the next item.
Item 1070, pay claim of Ebony Williams, minor.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Bill Mantlov. I'm an attorney in the City Attorney's Office. The ordinance before you approves the settlement of a federal lawsuit brought by the parents of a 14-year-old girl, Ebony Williams. I believe all of you have received the memo from Risk Management, which describes the incident and the litigation history in detail. Briefly, though, Ms. Williams was detained by a Portland police officer. She was a suspect in an assault. She was also handcuffed and transported downtown from the location where she was detained. And the handcuffing and transport was the result of a miscommunication by certain police officers back at the downtown office. Risk Management and I have evaluated the risks and costs of going forward with this litigation and compared those risks and those costs with the amount of the settlement, and we are recommending approval of the ordinance. And I'm here to answer any questions.
Questions from the commissioners? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is anybody here who wishes to testify on this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Thank you.
Please read item 1071.
Adopt findings and grant an exemption from the competitive bidding requirements in ORS 279C and City Code Chapter 5.33 for the potential redevelopment of the 10th and Yamhill Garage.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, Member of City Council. I'm Jeff Baer, the Director of the Bureau of Purchases, and with me is Dave Logsdon from the Office of Management and Finance. And this is a request to adopt findings and grant an exemption from the competitive bidding requirements for the potential redevelopment of the 10th and Yamhill Garage. And I just want to add some additional testimony to indicate that the findings as drafted are correct as outlined, that the city's negotiation will not require the expenditure of any funds other than employee time. However, I'd like to provide some additional information into the record that the result of these negotiations is likely to require some changes and structural upgrades to the garage, and most likely seismic reinforcement so that the garage can accommodate additional floors. And these direct negotiation over the cost of those changes with what is now the only interested developer will result in substantial cost savings over the traditional low bid contracting method. And as you know, the low bid method could result in having a contractor responsible for the seismic retrofit who is separate and independent from the developer responsible for the additional floors. But splitting construction responsibilities between two contractors on this project doesn't make construction sense and likely would not be the method chosen by the private sector. And splitting this responsibility could result in miscommunication and errors that lead to additional construction cost. Splitting the responsibility would make the city liable for the design of the retrofit insofar as the contractor is concerned. And in contrast, if the developer redesigns the retrofit, he would be responsible for the success of that design. And splitting the responsibility would increase the developer's risk and could lead to additional costs to the city over the remaining construction. And again, splitting the responsibility would not permit the developer to make these design changes to the development that could result in design changes to the seismic reinforcement. So when a single contractor is in charge of both designs, changes can be more readily made in a timely manner, and the impact of those changes is likely to be better understood. So in contrast, the low bid method requires the city to advertise a specific design and to pay additional money for changes to that design, leading to change orders that could drive the project cost up. Whereas the seismic contractor would not necessarily know why the design changes were made, nor have the sense of the overall project in mind. And any other changes to the garage that might be contemplated by the developer would have similar results. So with that, we're asking the council to adopt these additional factual findings when making its decision whether or not to warrant this exemption request. And with that, I'll turn it over to Dave.
I think Jeff covered it pretty well. I think one of the concerns had been we're going to enter into a multi-month process where Carroll Investment is going to need to spend substantial amounts of money in order to design a project that would include the retrofit to the garage, and to in order to do that, to have the certainty that we have the contracting exemption in place as we start that process. It was an important in providing them the comfort to go ahead and make this investment in project development. And as we discussed, I think 3 weeks ago when we had the intergovernmental agreement before the council with PDC, at the end of this negotiation process, if we do have a development that meets the city's and PDC's goals, we will bring that agreement, to the city council for approval, and so that, you will see all the details of the project at that time.
Questions? Thank you, folks. Was anybody signed to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Okay. It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Please read item 1072.
Create a new non-represented classification of Portland Streetcar Operations Supervisor and establish a compensation rate for this classification.
Second reading, call to vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Item 1073.
Change the salary range of the non-represented classification of law office administrator.
Second reading, call to vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Item 1074.
Create a new non-represented classification of development services technician trainee and establish an interim compensation rate for this classification.
Second reading, call to vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Please read item 1075.
Accept the report, Sustainable Procurement Strategy 2006-2007 Progress Report, a joint effort by Multnomah County and the City of Portland.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, Member City Council. For the record, I'm Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases, and to my right is Stacy Foreman in our office as well. And I want to thank all of those who have been involved in this very successful venture. And it's truly been a multi-bureau effort that we've embarked on. And with the strong support from OSD, we've really been able to lead by example, and not only on a local level, but also on a national effort as well, that we truly are recognized for our efforts in sustainable procurement. And it's not unusual for us to be contacted by different public agencies around the country and to ask questions about what we're doing and how we're doing it in regard to our sustainable procurement pursuits. And this progress report represents a number of key areas that are all embedded in it, and it also gives an indication of where we are taking this to the next phase of this. And with that, you may recall that the 2002 Sustainable Procurement Strategy was intended to be a five-year strategy. We've achieved that mark. And with that, the Procurement Steering Committee is recommending that we develop a policy to come back to council for adoption later on this year. So we're actually working on that to take us to the next phase of this process. So with that, I'll pause, and if you have any questions, glad to answer those, and also Stacy Foreman's here to address questions too.
Questions?
I was just wondering about under laundry, uniforms, things like that. Do we have a dry cleaning vendor for the city? And if so, do we Is that?
I don't believe that we do. I think what the process, if I remember correctly, is that those uniformed officers and employees actually choose who they want to go through for dry cleaning services.
And pay for it themselves.
And pay for it themselves. And you may recall we had put together a non-PERC campaign look for alternative laundry suppliers who don't use the perchloroethylene.
And we do have a brochure or something, right?
Yes, we have a flyer that we've sent out. We've emailed out to different employees and also to have it posted up to give them sources where they can actually go that launderers don't use that.
Okay. Further questions? Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Okay, this is a report. I need a motion to accept and a second.
So moved.
Second. Call the vote. Thank
you. Adams?
Great work. Thank you. Aye.
Leonard?
Yes, thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, these are really great successes realized through our sustainable procurement strategy. So I do want to, I really think it's helped to build the foundation of many of the city's other sustainability efforts. So I want to thank all the city and the county staff who have worked to make sustainable procurement strategy a success. And in particular, I want to thank Jeff Baer and Stacy Foreman in the Bureau of Purchases for their dedication and leadership to this effort. You truly have produced something that is looked to by many other cities across the country and counties, and we should be proud of that. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Thank you, folks. Item 1076.
Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University to coordinate community watershed stewardship grants.
So second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Would you read item 1077?
Grant revocable permit to Restaurant Services, Inc. to close Southwest Arch Street between 10th Avenue and 11th Avenue on September 2nd, 2007.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Would you read item 1078?
Accept the report on the franchise agreement for residential solid waste, recycling, and yard debris collection.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor, members of the council. Our residential solid waste and recycling collection system has been franchised since 1992, and the 10-year agreements have been reviewed at 5-year increments since then. On February 28th, the council directed the Sustainable Development Office to begin the residential franchise review. OSD is here today to bring a report back to council on the residential franchise solid waste and recycling and yard debris system. And I'll turn it over to Bruce Walker.
Thank you. Mayor Potter, members of the council, I'm Bruce Walker, with the Solid Waste and Recycling Program Manager for the Office of Sustainable Development. With me today is Jennifer Porter, who leads up much of our work in the residential sector. OSD has reviewed the residential franchise system performance and determined that it is meeting the goals for waste reduction and recycling, customer service, and cost effectiveness. The system review was guided by principles that were adopted by council back in February, as Commissioner Saltzman mentioned. Some of those principles are encourage a range of company sizes, advance the city goal of reducing waste and increasing recycling rates, provide exemplary customer service, ensure efficient and safe operations, and implement environmental best practices. In the report before you today, OSD recommends the continuation of the residential franchise system. OSD expects to bring back a final franchise agreement to the council later this fall for your complete review and analysis. So what we're asking today is that you accept this report and that we will be back to you later this fall for further work on this topic. And we're here to answer any questions you may have.
Jennifer, did you want to add anything?
No, we think the system is proven to be exemplary across the country. A lot of other cities looking to Portland for work in this arena, so we're looking forward to moving ahead and getting the agreements finalized.
Other questions? Is there anyone signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify? This report, I need a motion to accept and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Well, actually, based on the success, there are some of us that are interested in extending this program to the commercial side. So, thanks. Aye.
Saltzman?
Yes, we've heard that. we're working on that.
You're such a revolutionary.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1079.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement between Portland Parks and Recreation, Multnomah County Drainage District, and Peninsula Drainage District Number 2 to make improvements at the Columbia Children's Arboretum.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor, members of the council. This is an exciting partnership between some of our drainage districts, Multnomah County Drainage District, Peninsula Drainage District Number 2, in the Columbia Slough Watershed and Portland Parks. The Columbia Children's Arboretum is a 28.8-acre, relatively undeveloped park that needs some help. Urbanization has caused a substantial reduction in native plants and biodiversity. This agreement will allow the drainage districts to remove existing culverts that have caused flooding, plant native vegetation, terrace flood control ditches, and improve the trail system. A Nature in the Neighborhood grants is providing partial funding as well as the work of numerous volunteer organizations. BES, the East Columbia Neighborhood Association, and the city will be providing $25,000 from the park's capital improvement budget. It's a good project, and I urge support.
Does anyone sign up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Well, we don't get a chance to talk about this drainage district very much, but I've worked with them in the past, and they're great. I mean, a lot of people aren't aware that it's a separate governmental entity within the city, not BES, that provides those services, and they are a great partner on these kinds of projects and have done a lot to restore the Columbia Slough as well on their own. So this is a great partnership. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1080.
Extend contract with Fred Gass Jr. Architect to complete the Lentz Little League relocation project started under this contract.
Mr. Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a housekeeping item that will allow this important relocation project of the Lentz Little League fields to be completed. No additional funds are involved. This action merely extends the time on the existing contract.
Questions? Is there anyone signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1081.
Authorize pass-through payment to the Portland Children's Museum to cover 75% of the cost for an air conditioning system at the building.
Mr. Saltzman?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an important capital project that the City Council wisely funded in this year's budget, and that is to help replace the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system at the Children's Museum. And it's a great example of utilizing money from our general fund to help leverage private donations. A new cooling system will be installed in the building, and as I said, for $430,000, $300,000 of which comes from these budget-approved funds. The remaining has been raised by private donations and grants to the Children's Museum. If anybody who's been up there lately in the summertime knows, it's a HVAC system that goes back to the days of when the Children's Museum was OMSI, the original OMSI, and it's hard to keep people and kids cool with the old system. So we need a new one. Urge support.
Questions? Is there anyone signed up to testify?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this one.
Anyone here who wish to testify to this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1082.
Authorize a $49,778 grant to Linton Community Center for operational costs.
Mr. Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. Support for this grant continues the city's partnership with the Linton Community Center, an important resource and institution in the Linton neighborhood. These are ongoing funds to pay general operating costs of the center, as directed by the council in this year's budget. I ask for your support.
Questions? Any questions? Do we have anybody signed to testify?
No one signed up.
Okay. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
I think this is a great program. The Linton community provides its children, and it's certainly worthy of our support. Aye. Please read item 1083.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Recessed until 2 p.m.